London Underground Cleaners protest pay cut. Joseph Mambuliaya, London Underground Cleaner and RMT member. London Underground, LU, cleaners protested outside the London Mayor's office on the 13th of October. Our pay and conditions are being attacked by the private contractors employed by London Underground. The RMT is demanding that Sadiq Khan brings cleaning back in-house. Station cleaners are losing £3,400 a year because their working week has been cut from 6 days to 5 days. Yet they have been told to clean up to 4 stations a day. Before they were cleaning 1 or 2. In-house LU staff get sick pay and free travel. Cleaners are employed by contractors and get no sick pay and have to pay not only when they travel to work and back, but also between stations to carry out their duties. This can cost £100 a month. The contractors often short pay the staff and harass and bully them. The RMT is fighting to unionize the cleaners and demands a £10 an hour minimum wage. At the protest I made the point that every night the cleaners in the depots work really hard to get the trains immaculately clean for the city stock brokers, so they can travel in them without soiling their £5,000 suits. The cleaners are also with having to help customers, because the ticket offices have been closed, and station staff are busy helping customers on the tickets machines. We hope the mayor will listen to the plight of the cleaners, end the contracting out of cleaning staff, and bring them back in-house.